Good evening and welcome to the second of our podcasts in the Villa Man series. And today it's a real pleasure to virtually welcome back some of the seniors of 2019. In particular, I'm with Matt Rowles, the college captain of that year, Will Barwick, college vice captain, and Will Stevens, one of those wonderful men who got involved in everything and was probably the leader without badge. So I think this year group perhaps benefited from a few things. They were a small year group, and it gave them a coherence, and they made a difference. And we're just going to hear a little bit, first of all, about the context for 2019, you know, where the motto came from, where your passion lies, success will follow, and what are some of the projects that you're proud of looking back? And that's going to go to Matt first.
G'day, sir. How are you going? Thanks for having me. So for the motto, that was sort of picked up at an early meeting we had. So got together with a few of the leaders and sort of pitched that idea that I'd sort of mentioned in a previous speech of where passion lies, success will follow. And yeah, everyone seemed to kind of jump on board with that and liked the idea of it and sort of encompassed everything that we kind of wanted to achieve, in 2019. And sort of, you know, led on to, you know, things like the War Cry Project and the Villa's on Fire song and I Believe and everything like that. So, yeah, it really was kind of the spark to the rest of the year. And, I guess, you know, you can be passionate about a lot of things, especially at Villa. So, yeah, it was great to have that as our motto, as something to go with, you know, to go
Thanks.
By. So.
Thanks, Matt. Sorry, overlapping with you slightly. I think already in that list there's an impressive legacy, and I'd like to pass to Will Barwick to, you know, perhaps add a little bit more, particularly about the world's greatest shave, because there are a lot of projects where you just set ignition and then achieve something memorable. So, Will, yeah. Do you want to add a little bit more, and perhaps particularly on that one?
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought with that motto that we chose for last year, you know, it was just took a very literal approach to everything, because whether you're into your sports or your academics or music, if you've got a passion for what you do and you do it well, you're obviously going to have success from it. So I just took that off and thought, you know, I saw a few other schools doing the world's greatest shave, so I thought, why can't Villa do it? You know, it's a great little project to do. Yeah, I had a passion to get it up off the ground, and I think it was a very big success with 15 grand, I think we ended up raising. So I think just that little bit of, I don't know, stimulus that you needed at the start just to have that idea to do something and make a difference in not only the Villa community, but also outside of the Villa community. Yeah, that's what I really liked from it.
Look, well done, Will. I went to a new barber in Stone's Corner, and yeah. It turned out, as you never know the seeds that you sow, and this bloke said, oh, you're a teacher at Villa. I did the world's greatest shave. Oh, when are you doing it again? That was fantastic. Those young men. So, you know, you make a difference in the community. Well, yeah, Stevens, awesome. were there some highlights for you from last year that what were – perhaps one or two of the projects you got involved with where you thought that passion was coming through?
I was heavily involved in AFAS, and I thought we saw a lot of great things. I know Will went on the trip as well to the 2019 AFAS exchange, and I saw quite a bit over there. And a lot of the fundraising and stuff we had on mission days and stuff like that, it was just, you know, astounding the amount of the funds and stuff we can raise and the amount of enjoyment we get over here, and then to see it on the kids' faces over there, it's just you know, it's just a great sight to see. And then stuff like the I Believe round, I think Maddie's already mentioned it before, but I just really one of the highlights of my 2019. It's something that will always be ingrained in my memory, just going out to Villa Park against Ashgrove. We won in the football, we might have lost in the rugby, but it was a hell of a sight. I remember that. I just remember the goosebumps standing out in that tunnel, as I'm sure the other boys will tell you. It was just a sight I'll never forget.
Through
flood of learning God's spirit.
Look, thank you very much. And Matt Rolls, are you keeping your great speeches from last year to show your grandchildren?
Yeah. I've got them in a little pile, actually, hidden away, so just in case the time comes, but yeah. Now, I certainly miss giving those, so...
We miss your speeches as well, because they're always very community-focused, and actually it's an unfair tease because they were never about you. Obviously, in any year group, there are challenges, and sometimes the challenges make the team come together. Was there any obstacle that you felt you had to overcome as a team? And that one goes to Will Barwick first.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. We kind of struggled with getting participation in the first half of the year, I thought. But I kind of wanted to step back so that others could step up. But just to get the others to really step up is where I found we had a bit of a problem. But found just taking them on, you know, give them a bit of guidance of where to go to get like things off the ground. I thought that really, really helped. It was kind of like that with the World's Greatest Shave and the Norman Park Creek cleanup. Like just a little committee or something like that to get it. You know, take the workload off just one person and put it on everyone. You know, many hands make light work. So, yeah, I thought that really helped.
That's a great point, Will. I mean, sometimes people don't know how to step up, and it sounds like there was a little bit of wisdom there in giving them some clues. How about you, Will Stevens? Because you were there's a great concept of the first follower that I think Manny Lynch or someone gave to us, and I felt you were very much in that role. Was there any sort of problem or situation during the year where you thought, oh, this is a challenge?
Well, I definitely have to say, you know, being the last year of QCS, there was a lot of pressure on us to, you know, kind of do well and kind of come together. And at the start, it all seemed like it's this massive challenge where we've got, you know, we're wasting so many periods on this. Is it really something we want to do? But then we started really... I think a lot of focus was put in. Matty Short put in a lot of effort, and I know same with Will Barwick. They put in, and Jake Perry as well, put in a lot of effort into making sure that we tried our best and made sure that the effort we put in, you know, all the hardships we'd go through, would really be worth it. And I think near the end of that QCS preparation period, we had people staying behind after school just to practice for QCS, and I think at the end of it we really came through, and I think as a result of probably a lot of people were happy, some might not be, but I think we really did come together near the end, and we put in a solid group effort that I think we should all be proud of.
Thanks, Will. And how about Matt, you as well, you know, a bit of the burden of leadership there. Was there something that seemed like a hardship during the year that needed to be dealt with?
For me, I think when you're faced with a hardship, there's kind of two ways to look at it. I think you can either see it as just purely an obstacle, or, you know, as an opportunity to do something and to, you know, to shine a little bit. So one of the obstacles I faced was in actually getting the Warcry project off the ground. You know, I felt like it was such a big cultural shift at Villa, and I thought, you know, it's going to be difficult to bring it about, and there'd been, you know, I'd certainly be doing a lot of talking about it, you know, saying this is what I want to do, especially term one and two, but then you, sir, actually came to me with the idea of having a little practice on mission day, which was great. It was good to get a good group of guys there together to practice that, but didn't quite come together as we'd planned, which is just how those things go, which is not a big issue or anything like that, but sort of gave me a new opportunity to approach it again and to kind of reset and go, okay, well, that didn't quite work as I wanted to, you know, how, you know, what went wrong there and what can I do in the future? And then sort of just was lying in bed one night, and then just, you know, it kind of came to me what I needed to do to overcome this obstacle and achieve what I wanted to achieve. So got up the next day and marched into Mr. Levander's office with a new plan of, you know, how to approach it and just to solely just get it done, you know, stop talking about it and start just doing it. And I think that's what I did. Maybe a bit too late in the year. Would have been nice to have done that from the start, but I mean, I've learnt from that now. So, yeah, definitely important to take opportunities. And certainly with this year, certainly, you know, no lack of hardships and no lack of challenges, but I guess it's how you approach it. You know, you can take it as an opportunity or just a result. So, yeah, important to think outside the box, I'd say.
Thanks very much, Matt, and hard to do when you're in a Zoom call, but I think the wider advice is important of just persisting. Reflecting back on this concept of the Villa Man now at the distance of, what, half a year, is this still a concept that, you know, has some merit when you look back on it? Probably a hard question, so we better give that to Will Stevens first.
Definitely. I definitely really think that the Villa Man's got a lot of merit, and it's gonna be something that's gonna stay with me for the rest of my life. And just you know, the importance of, you know, the building of the character we had throughout all of our years at Villa. We've really not only like come together, we've created ourselves as people. You know, my last couple of years I turned in, you know, to a completely different person, and like really took all my opportunities and made sure I enjoyed everything I did, whether that be in the music fields, just playing for every sporting team I could, just making the most of every moment I could have. And just even seeing it now, you're seeing the current grade 12s and the current stuff, they're trying to take every opportunity they can. And I know there's not going to be a lot of opportunities for them, but there might be some later in the year. But just some of my advice to them would be to take them with open arms, which I'm sure they're doing. Because looking back at it now, those short, what probably like 9 months we have at school, they're some of the best 9 months you'll have. And it's the best year you'll have of pretty much, well, for a while. And I've really enjoyed every moment and every second with the Villa boys, with the crest on the chest, just representing that spirit of green and gold. And I'm sure like all the other boys enjoyed every second of a Matt Rolls speech, you know, every second of a John Holroyd prayer at mass, and every second of a Will Barwick hair drop after a great shave, which I'm sure he loved. But yeah, it's just some you know, the challenges and the successes, and every bit of the passion we had, it's just it's a great thing to reflect on. And I really think the Villa Man's a great concept that I really hope stays with Villanova for a very, very, very long time.
Thanks, Will. And your passion is evident, and also your advice about taking every opportunity seems particularly apposite at the moment. Just going to put a slight twist on the question for Will Barwick and Matt, and it's maybe more, you know, for us now. Is there anything we do which you think helps to cultivate the Villa Man? You know, what is it that Villa does that we've got to hold on to because that's gold? And is there a challenge for us or something reflecting back? You now think, oh, you know, we can learn from that. That's something Villa could do more of. Yeah. Will Barwick, yeah. how about you down there at the beach? What's with you on this one?
I think taking every opportunity you can get and taking it with both hands. But I suppose one risk of that is that, overwork yourself and you're exhausted by term one. So I don't know, the balance between taking on every opportunity you can get and still maintaining your studies and your sport and stuff like that. I think there's an art to it, but I didn't master it, but hopefully someone will.
Look, I think that's a very humble response, because as we mentioned earlier, there's a real legacy that you've left behind for that Corunum spirit, which the boys love so much. You know, their motto this year is Band of Brothers, which probably speaks for itself. How about you, Matt Rolls?
Well, I think Villa's pretty famed for its community. I know even after school, there's, you know, been a few gatherings and things where even some unwanted guests have made their way into the gathering. And it's amazing to see the Villa community in times like that. You know, where all the boys come together and, you know, look out for each other. I think, and certainly at schoolies as well was another instance of that. So I think definitely Villa as a community is really something to behold. And I think continuing things like the Year 6 mother-son dinner, and the year 5-12 breakfast, and the formal, and the senior banquet as well. Events like that, which create community, I think are really important and things that you won't forget, you know, as you leave Villa. So.
Look, thanks so much, Matt. And do you think, this is a question without notice, that everyone feels included in the year group, looking back on that now? And this one's just an open question if you've got a view on that.
Yep. Yeah, do you mind if I take this one?
Go ahead.
So I think, yeah, definitely from what I've seen, especially graduation night and last day of classes, you certainly see just how well everyone gets along. So I know on those nights there's been guys that I haven't really spoken to much throughout my time at Villa come up and just say thanks for just being there for me and, you know, thanks for, you know, supporting me and all these sort of things. And it's really, you know, a bit of a special moment there. But you really do realise, you know, that these mates have your back. So, yeah, that was a big moment, I think, some of those nights.
Yeah, absolutely. I think also, like, after you finish school, you don't realise how close you were to some people until they're gone. So, yeah, I think it's great to take advantage of the time that you have at school with your mates.
Look, thank you, fellas. I cannot believe how quickly this time slot has fizzed by. And I know that Will Barwick will be worried about his next Will's Mowing appointment.
Yeah, so, willsmowing.com, all inquiries, yeah.
Typical.
This instalment brought to you by willsmowing.com. I can't remember the whole thing. We've probably got time for one more question, and maybe let's go to the memories and the stories question, whether there's one memory or one little story that somehow encapsulates the spirit of the year and the legacy. And let's go to Will Barwick first for that one.
Yeah, mine's pretty simple. Mine's just those days out at Villa Park, sitting up on the hill there, just the community, like everyone's there going for the same team, all on the one side. Just like so good, so good.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. Matt Rolls?
I'd have to say the I Believe round. And, you know, the days leading up to that, you know, you really, when you talk about community, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, I think, for what I've experienced. Yeah, just the belief there was just incredible. You know, you can almost feel it radiating around Villanova Park that day. So, yeah, that's a very special moment, you know, to be a part of that big tunnel and, you know, a part of that crowd there.
Thank you, Matt. And how about you, Will?
A couple of memories, but probably the most prolific one is one of the days over at Ashgrove, where playing a bit of cricket, thirds cricket, and we saw in our fields, we could see over to the first, and we just heard this mighty roar, and you just knew that something good was going to happen, and you saw the whole of Villanova supporters run. We even, I think we ditched our game for a bit, and ran down and saw the first. I think a first victory against Ashgrove in a very, very long time. And it was a proud moment, and I was proud, you know, don't think Rob Carr was too happy that I ditched the team, but I'm sure that he'll be happy that we all went down and celebrated, because it was a great day and a really solid memory that I'll always have in the green and gold.
Yeah, bring a tear to a glass eye, that one.
Oh, yeah, it would.
your memories do you justice and speak for themselves, really. And thank you for just sharing your memory and your passions and your stories and bringing, I think it was a high watermark year, 2019, and bringing that to life for us. So, you know, thank you very much for that sharing today. And
thank
another
you.
Insight into the Villa Man.